Welcome back to another Productivity Like a Pro podcast episode. Again, with our dear members in the chat, recording live here. And today we will talk about Idea Incubator.
Paperless movement, your productivity, your way.
Idea Incubator is a concept, workflow, combination of both as part of our Project Management Like a Pro course, as part of the ICO methodology. That we teach inside the membership on how to manage ideas. And this occurred many, many times recently, also during our Inner Circle cohort, where we have the live coaching sessions. How do I actually manage ideas? And it's more about, man, I have so many ideas. I create lists of ideas and then I have duplicated ideas and all this. And we all know how this feels. And we knew this too. That's why we developed the Idea Incubator. And that's where we removed suffering from our work life. Paco, right? So this is an essential part of our ClickUp setup as well, how we use ClickUp. There is our Idea Incubator. But in general, it's a tool agnostic approach. Once understood, this can be applied to any tool. And that's what we want to discuss today.
Yeah, correct. Because the point is that the Idea Incubator has been designed and developed thinking about team collaboration. Okay, this is not just about storing your own ideas, the ones that belongs to the personal area, but the ones that make a business improve thanks to all the different ideas that companies and businesses are not able to put into action because they got a lack of processes, of workflows implemented so they can run them smoothly and feeling that they are not missing anything at all. And that's why we decided, because, well, we suffer from that. As always, we've always designed and created the things based on our own experience. And long time ago, we were conscious that we were losing many ideas. We never took action into them. And I think that that's important. One thing is just saving or capturing them so that you feel safe and sound. And the other one is how to put into actions the ideas, okay? In a crazy world, like any business, company, or team is suffering today.
And, yeah. And I think we should start with some anecdotes. So where this suffering comes from, and that we exactly know how this feels, having all these ideas and not getting heard of these ideas. So I'd like to start with my experience in big corporate, 300,000 employees in this company, obviously worldwide. But I was working in a team of 7 people, and before I became a team leader myself, and there I was working in big departments. I don't know, it was in this department, 1,000 people. I mean, this complex I was working in, the different teams and so on. And there was always the people saying, man, I have so many ideas, but nobody listens to me. Who should I talk to when I have an idea? So usually they go to their team leader, the manager, or if they don't hear them, then they try to grab the person above this person, try to push this idea forward and so on. So eventually they came up with an idea to make an inbox, a physical inbox on the floor where you were able to hand in your ideas. And well, therefore there was a whole team then looking at the ideas, evaluating the ideas. And well, it was a push towards trying to do something without proper understanding of the workflow of idea management behind. I didn't know back then, but now having the Idea Incubator in place, that's something those and many other professionals would benefit from. And based on this experience, well, it ended up being removed again, as it makes obviously no sense for an unrelated team to evaluate if these ideas are good or not, if they are important or not, how much ROI is in this idea and all these things. This is something only the person who hands it in and the direct report or the relevant people can actually answer. So therefore, it needs to be looked at with the relevant people. And that's something that was missing there. So it was not working. On the other hand, every team had endless lists, infinite lists of ideas, so they were able to collect something. So first people feel, oh yeah, I can hand in my idea, but nobody looks at these things. Duplicated ideas are in there. And then frustration comes there because why should I hand in anything? Because nobody looks at this anyway. And this is where complainers are born, where they just keep complaining during the coffee break, but not doing anything. Exactly due to the thing. So I think it's always to blame the management to look at these ideas, but then give them the workflows in order to sanely stay in control of these ideas. So at one hand, the team needs to be heard of and the ideas needs to be heard of. On the other hand, it shouldn't add a lot more work to the management to go through the ideas. And very quickly, how we do this now at the Paperless Movement, we have our agenda meeting, Paco and I and the team, and we have one item in this agenda meeting, which is looking at our idea incubator, our idea inbox, where we review these ideas. And we realized it's even enough to review this quarterly. That's in our case the thing, because we naturally move forward anyway in the direction of the ideas. But if it would be a bigger team and a lot more ideas coming in, this could be done weekly. And it's very quickly to do this, to evaluate, is this idea worth following up? Is it something for be done later? Or is it something that needs to be planned as soon as possible? And there is already a crucial step in the idea incubator that it needs to be decided what to do with this idea. And then say to be planned next, because many times people follow up these ideas. They stop everything else they were working on, which was actually already crucial. And then they follow the ideas and they don't get this done what was for the goal. So that's the other side of ideas, where depending on the person who brings up the idea as well, right? If they are pushy, if they really want to get this through, or and this way everything equalizes, normalizes the things when it comes to ideas.
Yeah, I agree. And there are many steps talking about thinking about this process. I think that whenever anyone comes up with an idea, the first thing he or she should do would be to write it down and leave it there. And the next day or 2 days later, think about that idea, because I think that it's pretty important. Before sharing it with the team, try to be critic to yourself, I would say. Okay, evaluate the idea, see if it makes sense, because any idea, the moment they pop up, they seem like life-changing. It's like any other content that you capture. And it's great and highly recommended to think about your own idea before sharing it with the team, because that avoids cluttering up the idea incubator. And it guarantees that at least the person who has created the idea has dedicated himself the time to think, to research for or search for additional information. I don't know. It's just being sure that you can defend. One of our rules is trying to kill any idea, okay? Try to look for the cons of an idea and see if the idea survives, because if the idea survives, it means that it's really worth it. And in my case and Tom's, we do it by ourselves independently. And then we share and replicate the exact same workflow, okay? Trying to kill, try to think if that makes sense. And it's then when inside the idea incubator, we decide if that should be, well, review or not. And the moment that we decide to get into the idea incubator to decide what comes next, okay? Because for us, the ideas that are converted into projects, because they are high and then directly connected with a goal, those are the main ideas, okay? This is something that we always have to take into account. That is, the greatest ideas are those that we thought about them deeply, that we decided to schedule, to create a project, to create all the tasks and to put all our efforts and energy. That's why we always try to end up with projects that takes 1 month, 2, 3 at the most, but being focused on things that takes 1 to 2 months, because that allows us to have a flexible system that at any moment we can admit any idea that we may consider that it's, well, interesting for the business. And I think that there's another important crucial point here is evaluating the time that we estimate the idea can take, okay? Because there are thousands of little tiny ideas that can be easily implemented, and it makes the business to move forward. And that's pretty important. Those are ideas, whenever we move something into the idea incubator, is because it's something that we consider, quote, complex, okay? I mean, it takes time to be implemented, that time frame, okay? 1 month, 2, 3, something that is not easy to do and to implement. Because if not, in the same agenda meeting, if I got an idea comes to my mind and I think that is really easy to implement, I mean, just in 1 day or hours or something like that, it's something that we jot down in the agenda meeting, we decide, and if we agree inside the team, then it's something that it's part of the weekly planning, the weekly goals. And based on that, if you are able to implement, I don't know, 1 to 2 small, let's call them small ideas, at the end of a big period of time, like a year or a semester or even a quarter, you see how you have improved the business or your project effortlessly, and you give a space for the rest of the ideas, those ones that the moment that you have achieved all your goals of that quarter, or you have completed all your projects, you know perfectly what comes next. And one thing that we have concluded is when the system is perfectly well-oiled, those ideas come out naturally. I mean, we don't need to think about what comes next. We know perfectly, you know, everything is prioritized, thanks especially to the idea incubator that let us see perfectly the ideas. For instance, we've right now in one of those big life-changing ideas, okay, that it's a book that we are preparing to become, well, the first piece of content that we would recommend to the people to know about iCore. And it's something that has been there waiting and waiting and waiting until we decided that it was the right moment when everything was in place, when some of the projects that were as great as this idea were completed. And now we are not only given the time needed to that idea, but also being able to implement it in the shortest time possible. And I think that that's pretty important. The moment that you leave your ideas wait to stay there, for instance, I don't know for how long this idea about the book has been waiting. I think that more than a year, because it was something, it was something we had in mind since the beginning. Okay. And well, now I'm convinced that we will prepare that in the shortest time possible and also with the best quality possible. Okay. Because by letting the idea stay there, the business keeps improving. In talking about ourselves, the iCore methodology, the steps, the different concepts, everything has been much better polished. And now we're going to launch a product that has been, quote, easy to produce, but also offering the biggest added value. And I think that that's one of the biggest takeaways, talking about taking ideas calmly. Okay, the moment that you have crystal clear your goals, that you have defined your projects for the quarter, the month, or whatever, the period of time that you may consider to complete a project, everything comes out naturally and in the best way possible. And that's something that we have concluded.
And I think there are two interesting things that you brought up there that I want to dive a bit deeper into. The first one is what to move into the idea incubator. So to be clear, for those who are not aware of the iCore methodology and how the iCore framework is, that we differentiate between personal work and business work life. So the idea incubator is really in the BKM, the business knowledge management area. And therefore you have a tool that is defined for this area. In our case, it's ClickUp, which we use for both, for business project management and business knowledge management. And there is where the idea incubator is. This also means this is always knowledge that is shared with the team. So you mentioned already, we moved the ideas into this incubator once it was already incubated in your personal thought process, trying to kill it, makes it worth, am I embarrassed when I share it this way and so on. So therefore, there are two challenges, that two steps where you challenge the idea, the personal one, and then with the team. But this also shows how important it is for our members going through the iCore methodology end to end, because it describes a productivity system end to end. So therefore, now, how do I manage my ideas in the PKM, right? So this is the next question. Where do I collect it for my personal things? So this is all, that's why everything needs to be taught in order to understand, isn't that? Idea incubator is just one out of 11 mental models that are core in iCore to understand, to really set up your productivity system when it comes and moving knowledge to action. And that's exactly what we do in the idea incubator. So that's important to understand, that there is more behind this than just I'm moving it to ClickUp and that's it. There's a thought process before that. And the second thing that I wanted to talk about is the single source of truth principle that applies there again. Because the moment I create an idea inside my knowledge management system, which is for the business, for the team, I place it in the right place. It's just one step before I can convert this idea, the information, into action. And it's already there. So this allows me, for the book example that you brought up, it stays there for 1 year, but it is visible and it is possible to add any information that I might have to this book. So this is why it's called the idea incubator, as the whole team is now possible to grow this idea. Or if you're working on your own, it's the same principle. You know exactly whenever something comes up related to book release, book publishing, anything, you can add this to this idea. And the moment you launch this project, this new product to work on this, you have a kickstart with all the knowledge. You don't have to start, now we think about the idea, now we start researching about all things. No, it's naturally, because something comes across on the web, you see a video or you read a book or whatever, and then you can enrich this idea over time. So that's why we really call it the idea incubator, and that's really crucial to say. And yeah, and when you launch the product, when you launch this idea, you want to work on this, it's so easy in Clicker, but also in other tools, to convert this then into a project. So we have the idea incubator, each idea is one task, but you can easily create then out of this a project. So this is really seamless usage or leveraging the idea incubator there.
Yes, and it covers many points, because first off, anything falls through the cracks. Okay, that frustration, that sensation that you are thinking about brilliant ideas and they get lost the moment that you jot them down and store them in your single source of truth, then you can rest in peace. Okay, at least you left an idea there waiting. Okay, so that's kind of release. But also, we have several moments for evaluation of that idea, because, well, we gave different punctuation. We also see the engagement of that idea because of the feature that Tom has just said. For instance, if you see that an idea has a lot of comments, a lot of improvement, a lot of interaction, engagement, then you see, man, this at least is creating noise. Let's see what kind of noise, because, well, it could be useful or useless. Who knows? But at least there's a place where everything makes sense, where everything is covered, when you see all the context and the evolution of that idea and how that idea, for instance, that it seems so life-changing at the beginning, as other ideas start emerging, then this idea needs to fight not only about our killing approach, okay, of that idea, but also competing with other ideas. And at the end, I consider that that's beautiful, because the moment that you need to decide what's the best product, project, or whatever possible for your business, you just need to look at there and it's going to tell you a lot of information. So that helps a lot, the decision-making process, okay? Because that represents the priorities. It's crystal clear. Also, we got different ways or statuses of those tasks, those ideas. For instance, I'm watching here and looking at the magic slide that we include in every lesson. And we got here three different states. There is to be planned, someday, or rejected. There are ideas that the team decides to reject, so you don't need to dedicate more time. Everything is crystal clear. And then the to be planned or someday creates a different status, talking about priorities and prioritization, because at the end, obviously, the beautiful magic world would be to implement all the ideas and also in no time, but that's not how real world works. So you need to be focused on your projects. You need to be focused on all the unexpected things that emerge in the business that you're not conscious of until they appear and emerge. And then you have like another layer of looking at things, that it's this idea incubator that is telling you kind of your priorities, the direction, the things. You also can perfectly, if you have crystal clear and well-defined goals, you can compare those goals with the ideas that you have stored. For instance, if you want to increase sales, you see the ideas and you say, man, of these ideas, which one of them really, okay, push me towards increasing my sales? And that, it gives you the clarity so that you are guaranteeing that you are taking the best out of your time. And such an easy way, in such a visual way. And also, no matter that this, we can consider this part of the business knowledge management, it's inside the tool that we use for action, okay, because it's our project management system. So in a certain way, it's pushing you towards take action into those ideas. Man, we need to change the status, we need to discuss, we need to reject, or we need to take action whenever we may consider that it's worth it to go all in into this idea. And I think that that's the clarity that most of the VC professionals are demanding. And here, it's not just a workflow, but also how we have implemented it.
I really like that you brought up the engagement part of the idea incubator, because that's something that we can see in real life situations when it comes to software development. Or we're talking also about productivity tools like ClickUp or others. And without naming the tool name, there is one tool that we admire. But the way how you can give feedback is exactly as I talked about in the beginning of this episode, that they have a virtual inbox where you can hand in an idea and you don't see this idea anymore. You hand it in, you get a confirmation, thank you for handing in, and then you see their roadmap and what gets worked on. So it happened to me already that I ask the team, what about this feature? And they say, well, great, hand it in. And I handed it in already twice. I already forgot because a year between or something like that. And I recommended to this company already the tool Kenny. Maybe some of you know this. Kenny is a platform for idea management, if you will. At the same time, it combines it with the roadmap of the company. And ClickUp is big in this. And I think the way how they progress, how they add features, shows that they are really leveraging this in the right way. And it is based on engagement. And this is the perfect example for one tool not using something like Kenny versus a tool using something like Kenny. Because if there is an idea coming up, doesn't matter if the company itself hands in the idea or external people handing in the idea, you can upvote these ideas. And then it's to me as a company to what to prioritize next on when it comes to features to my product. It's an easy decision. If I see something having thousands and thousands of votes and there's something we actually wanted to work on next, but it has two votes in there, it gives you already, as you mentioned, it gives you noise. Now let's see how, what type of noise this is. But it gives me not only the engagement and the noise and the upvotes, but a lot of comments in there. And it gives me a direction and what they're really demanding and give me more idea. And I'm not starting on a blank canvas when I start to implement this idea versus the other company who probably has a, I don't know, an Excel sheet or a Google sheet where they collect all these inputs. And then they try to figure out, because in Kenny, when you hand in an idea and you start typing, it shows you all the other ideas that are related to this and also contextual. Not, it doesn't have to have the same word. So therefore, while you're typing, you might find already somebody who has handed in this idea already and you just upvote it. You don't even hand in, you add a comment. This is insane. It keeps everything clean. It keeps the support tickets low because you focus on this and it is publicly visible what you focus on right now, what is now, they have the different statuses then, is under consideration, is in progress, and then was published where you show that you committed to the things, you really delivered what people are demanding on. And I think this is so powerful, and I think any company, software company not leveraging this, if you have a lot of members, it's a missed opportunity.
Yes, and also I would like to add before we end up and wrap things up, how beautifully the idea incubator is implemented in the iCore productivity system. Because again, a productivity system end-to-end should take care of things itself. Okay, so here, when we are talking about ideas, Ben, when the heck do we have a meeting to talk about ideas? We should, I don't know, randomly, okay, schedule meetings at the end with that approach. You never sit down with your team to talk about ideas because, well, the things that happen on a daily basis, plus the projects, plus the unexpected events at the end, you never find moments or time slots to talk about ideas. And again, here is where a productivity system end-to-end comes to save you, okay? Because as Tom has just said, there's a routine, okay, that it's inside the agenda meeting, that it's routine that we repeat every week. One of those recurring items inside our routine is checking, okay, the idea incubator, so that we don't need to decide when we're going to talk about ideas. In fact, well, we have recently moved because we have concluded that it doesn't need, okay, to talk about ideas every week in our use case. We decided to do it quarterly, and that's our approach. But well, you can take whatever it works for you, depending on your business, your situation, or what you want. For us, just checking every week, it created a lot of noise, okay? And we prefer to analyze, to have a bird's eye view based on a time frame of one quarter, okay, where you have that strategic vision, because we should never forget that at the end, ideas should be considered a part of your strategy, okay? So it's not something that you need to pay attention constantly, because then it's creating noise instead of helping you, okay? And you need clarity to be focused on the projects that you decided to bet on for that quarter, month, week, or whatever. The point is that we don't need to make an agreement of meet with the team to talk about ideas. It's something that happens because the system is telling us effortlessly, okay, that we need to check that. Then we go there, we quickly check that. It takes, I don't know, 1 hour, 1 hour and a half every quarter. So you can imagine the huge value that you receive by, again, implementing the same workflows, talking about a productivity system that is a routine with items that you repeat in the frequency that you may consider. That allows you to put into place the processes, the execution of processes that you consider that are crucial for your business without having to take into account a lot of different variables, improvising the things. No, it's the system that is telling you based on consolidated routines that we keep polishing, okay? This never stops, but at the end, you end up with a productivity system that is telling you everything, okay? And that's the moment that you perform at a peak level, okay? Because you don't consume information, organizing, looking for information, okay? Doing all that, let's call it administration stuff, okay? That is not getting things done, okay? So I think that that's pretty important, talking about how we have designed the idea incubator, but also how we have implemented it as part of the productivity system that HiCore helps you to design, build, and implement. Okay. Yeah. And that's why at the end, tools are just a byproduct of all this thinking process. And it's so easy because the moment that you say, okay, I want to manage the incubator, can I do it using this tool? And you quickly are going to understand if it works or it doesn't. And I think that, well, that gives the credit to end up with the perfect tool stack that is at the end, the ultimate purpose of this HiCore methodology that we have designed and created.
Exactly. So if you out there or the members really want to dive into the idea incubator and want to set up this for yourself, then make sure to check out the project management like a pro course in your HiCore journey. There is our own section talking about the idea incubator, how to set this up. And obviously take the whole HiCore journey because it helps you then to build a productivity system end to end. That's why it's not, there's never the easy way. We try to make it as easy as possible for you guys. But if you go to YouTube and see, you see the snippets, even this episode, now you see a mosaic of the, a piece of the mosaic, right? That you have to put into context to really get a well-oiled machine. And if you already have a well-oiled machine, maybe this was an optimization step for you and now you can implement your idea incubator. That's great. If you're really struggling in general with your productivity system, then we highly recommend to go through the HiCore journey and learn the HiCore methodology where the idea incubator is just one piece of it. Guys, thanks for watching and we will catch you up in the next week.
Okay, see you guys. Thank you.